So Laura has asked, what does it look like to live an awakened life? You know, there's an old story, Laura. I don't know if you ever heard it. I don't know exactly how it goes. I think it's like a Zen story. You know, someone asks an awakened monk or a master, so what did you do before you came into this awakening? And the master says, well, I used to chop wood and carry water. And she said, well, what do you do now? And he says, I chop wood and I carry water. The thing is, and I would be treading dangerous ground to try to explain what it looks like to not be in a dream. The thing is that you're still in this world. You're just not of it in the same way. And that you can't see that. Even the person who has awakened, to whatever extent it's true, doesn't look upon themselves as someone who has awakened. They're just grateful that they have that much less fear. They're just grateful that they understand that there is no end to awakening. That awakening is what the hand of God, what the light of the sun, whatever you want to call it. Awakening is what happens every time life touches life. Life awakens life. We're just not in the place where it's where we're awakening, because we're in a world where we are dreaming ourselves into a world. I think if we had eyes to see, and I was alluding to that in the story, Laura, about how this beautiful valley, that light didn't just come from below, it came from above, that everything emanated it. That is a fact. And everything is involved in that. And so, as opposed to in a dream world where everything is special or not, in an awakened life, there is nothing special because everything is. You're not special. You meet a spiritual man or woman who tells you somehow or other they're special, grab your pocketbook and run. So I can't tell you what it looks like to have an awakened life. I can enjoin you, I can invite you, I can urge you, and I will help you as best I can to understand what little understanding I have. And how, as that understanding grows, Laura, so does your wish to no longer live in a dream. Before I can wake up for a dream, I have to know I'm in one, don't I? And as long as I'm identified with the dream and what it's promising and the temptation of a time to come, much like the Satan in quotes tempted Christ with all these promises, as long as I have a life like that, I'm in a dream. And Christ himself, even in that instance in scripture, he kept saying, not by this, not by that, but by the word of God, by the light, by the intelligence, by the wisdom of being in direct relationship with what is awakening itself, with real life, with real light. That's how I want to live. That's how you want to live, I'm assuming. So let's work at it, and we can work at it together.